Welcome to the Spin Foil Theory podcast with your host Taylor B and the Bagels.
Hello.
Hello. This is a podcast that's sort of an advanced session. We don't mean to be exclusive about it. If anyone has any questions, they can hit us up over at Spin Foil Theory on Twitter, or you can send a question into spinfoil theory at gmail.com. And we're happy to answer any questions. But while we're recording this, we're sort of coming from the standpoint that the listener already have sort of an idea of the subject we're talking about. And this week's subject is whether or not we think the stranger left the Kvostov for us in the opening mission of Destiny.
I'm ready to dive in.
All right, the bagels, please do. Please set us off.
Sure. And so I'm gonna go ahead and say that I think it's extremely likely. I went back and dived into some of the D1 lore, and ExoStranger 2, the Grimoire card. Basically, it gives a highlight of the Exo Stranger and where she had been over the course of a very obtuse timeline. Basically, she goes back, she pops in and out of what appears to be our timeline, and she at first she observes us in a few different interactions, and then she eventually interacts with us, obviously, at like the Temple of Crota and that sort of stuff. But one thing that I found that was particularly interesting that I actually hadn't noticed before in the opening mission for D1, there is you're on the Cosmodrome, and when you fly the ship away, the Exo Stranger is actually there. And I did not realize that at the time. I went back and watched the cutscene, and she's standing right there just observing you as you fly away.
Right.
And so I was like, "Huh, oh, that's curious." So that kind of put me onto this lore card, and I was like, "Well, that's kind of interesting. I had no idea that this happened." So, yeah. Go ahead, Taylor.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, that's 100% sort of where I'm thinking. Like it definitely plausible, highly likely sounds like it. In some of the cards you mentioned, it's kind of like she's observing back in time. And ooh, with last season, fun to note. You remember how she like was on the moon and she was surprised the Vex weren't there? Yeah. And now the Vex have actually been to the moon.
That's
Whoa.
a fair point. That's
Yeah.
a fair point.
So if she was expecting something to be there, but it hadn't happened yet, because yep. Anyway, so. That's a great observation though. Like I've thought about this since D1 and sort of poking around the Focus Fire chat Discord, and like God, I used to write on our Destiny lore little stuff here and there, like spin foily ideas, and this was one of my favorites. The idea that she is going like backwards through the game trying to set you up for success the whole way is great to me, because my favorite part about that is that when you walk through that door, it kind of doesn't even like make sense that a gun would be just leaning up against those crates like it is, 'cause like, well, it's not like there's a body there. It's not like, and it's up against this door that's been closed for centuries, And so it's not like there's like someone died there fighting the Fallen or whoever. It's just like this gun that's in almost, like, for all intents and purposes, pretty ridiculously good shape.
It's kind of like going into a Tomb Raider game and you find all the torches are lit up and then there's half-eaten food on the table still, despite this tomb that hasn't been explored in 2 centuries, basically.
Exactly. Except in our case, it's not the evil only other treasure hunter who is in the game. It's the Exo Stranger. But I kind of like this because it makes a sort of complete loop if you look at the main story from the first game, because if we get our first gun from her in the first story mission, and then at the end of the last story mission, she gives us the stranger's rifle, what would become the no time to explain. Like that's just, I think that makes like a perfect loop. Like this is your gun. Like all right, now you've earned this gun. So that's a good one. What do you think about though? Like, I think a lot of people have trouble deciding like the order of events for her. So, like, do you think she's experiencing things in a different order than we are? Like, do you think she
I
went far into the future and is like coming back like a reverse Benjamin Button type thing? Or I guess he's aging, so not really Benjamin Button, forgive me. But like, do you think it's like that, or do you think like she's sort of like blipping back and forth, like zigzagging?
It definitely seems like she's zigzagging, at least if you look at that the Exo Stranger card number two, because the records seem to be in her chronological order on that card. So, for example, record 312, it references the Black Heart and the Guardian engaging there. But and then 472 is her going to the Cosmodrome and observing us there in the first mission. And then 473 is the temple where she first actually engages with us. So I believe those to be in her chronological order. It's not definite, but that's what it appears like to me.
I would be willing to agree with that. Like, I feel like one of the coolest things about her using Vex technology, presumably, like I assume it's Vex technology to time travel, but also that she's an Exo, is like you can kind of, it's like, all right, I can go back in time and then I can just turn myself off with a timer and I'm gonna turn back on in 100 years. So ha, it's like she can go both ways. Whereas, like, I think the Vex have observably, this is a different one. The Vex have, I in my opinion, have observably only really gone like back in time. I don't think they go like forward in time at all. But that is a different spin foil, my friend.
And I don't know that she's actually going forward in time necessarily. She might have a fixed point in time that she's returning to. I could definitely see that argument.
Well, if it's a fixed point, I 100% think it's the collapse, because the card where her feet meet in the same place every time, and she like re-experiences the collapse, and she's talking about like, oh, this time like this person dies, or like this time it's over here, it's different. And she like her feet are in the same place time and time again. That card also makes me wonder if she's actually going back in time, or if she's just like sending her sort of like exo brain, like uploading it somehow. Just
It's more like an oracle. She's just sending back a message instead, that being her consciousness instead
yeah,
of. Sure, I could understand that.
I could definitely see that. I think it's pretty interesting, and it makes me hope that we get to see her again. Popular theory being that she's Elsie Bray, especially now that we've got Anna Bray in the game, which I always this might be a little bit of a tangent. With Anna Bray, did you ever feel like it was kind of like, it's like adorably simple? Yeah, I think it's why a lot of us like really enjoy her character. Is like, she wakes up, she gets resurrected as a guardian, she just looks down, has a name tag, and she's like, oh yeah, all right, I'm Anna Bray, all right, let's do this.
Pretty much how it seems to have gone, or at least she somehow must have stumbled upon something
I think in the
to...
comic, maybe it's the comic, but I think in the comic they like show her like that's part of her like thing, and she's just like, I think it's still on her. Like, I think she resurrects in the clothes she was wearing before she died the first time. Yeah, and it's she's just like, oh, all right, all right. that's just me. Now, I think to your point about the Exo-Strangers zigzagging, is there's also some lore cards from Rasputin's perspective from D1. I think they come out. It might be Rise of Iron, but it may have been before that. It's that it all stems from that. There's a story mission where you go down into his bunker, and it was great for farming stuff in D1 because you would like turn the corner and you're just basically on this ramp, and like wave after wave of thrall just run at you in almost a straight line. So you can just like get all the kills you need like really quickly, or you could. You don't really have that as much in in D2, but I think it's one of the cards you would find in there, because that room gets expanded for Rise of Iron, if I'm remembering correctly, because then the next part like has to do with SIVA. But he's like talking about someone, and you're not sure if it's the Exo Stranger or not, but he's like talking to her in this recording or like record of him like trying to figure her out, because like he notices her like blipping around and he's like, how are you doing that? How are you here? But then how are you over here? And then he mentions like, how do you move the way you move? And he mentions specifically moving across.
Okay.
And it, given on what you're suggesting with the sort of a ziggy-zaggy, I kind of feel like that is a strong possibility, like, to consider.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't even aware of that interaction or potential interaction there. I'd completely missed that. So that's definitely interesting.
It's yeah, I don't think he was talking to her, but it's definitely something to consider. Okay, so are we saying that we both kind of like think this is a plausible, agreeable
Yeah,
thing
how
what we
else
do?
is a gun that's at least in well maintained order
Yeah, like that gun.
just there.
Like anyone who says like, oh, that could have been left from the collapse, like all I'm saying is that, and I get it's like a future space gun, like hear me out though, like that gun is oiled, like you don't even have to like
Yeah,
work very hard.
it's ready to fire as soon as you pick it up. That's
Yeah,
you don't find guns like that just lying around in a post-collapse
that's what
society.
I'm saying. Or like especially with someone like the Fallen walking around, like I feel like if it were something like that, they'd have scavenged it a long time. Like they're literally coming out of the walls in that room.
Absolutely. Yeah, it doesn't make any much sense to me that that the Fallen would leave a perfectly useful weapon just sitting around, even if it's a relatively simplistic one relative to some of the technology of the time. But
Yeah.
it's still a gun, it's still functional.
Well, my favorite part about how like simple it is every time you hear like the Drifter's dialogue about like his entry for the Arbalest, is he because the Arbalest, if anyone doesn't know or doesn't have it, the Arbalest fires a solid slug. It's a linear fusion rifle, but if it doesn't like shoot a laser at something, it shoots like a solid like slug, like a. So I guess that'd be like a shotgun-sized round. So it's a real big boy. And they rail gun it at someone. And he's just talking about, yeah, back in the Dark Ages, simple guns were better because they were like more reliable. So I could definitely see like, baby Guardian's first gun being something, with big parts that's pretty simple because it's basically like a space. I liken it to like a space AK-47. Parts
That's
seem.
more or less what it is.
Yeah, like parts seem pretty big. I don't think it's gonna get jammed real easily. Probably doesn't need a whole lot of maintenance. And it'll get you through wave after wave
The
of a fallen
Fallen.
captain's own men
Yeah,
just to get at you. All right. Well, if we're in agreement on that this week, I feel like we can't say like, well, what would happen if we take it to the max, since like, it happened, but we agree that it happened. But what would your thoughts be on considering like, okay, well, if she could drop that gun, why couldn't she leave more? Like, why not leave, like, maybe not Gjallarhorn, because maybe her luck just wasn't on her side to RNGesus, but
Yeah, I would assume that she has a either limited access time to our time period, and so she scavenged what she could because, as we postulated earlier, she might be just sending back her consciousness, so she might not be able to bring back a physical item like a Golden Age gun. So
Right.
she scavenges the Kvostov from somewhere in the Cosmodrome. It could have been in some state of disrepair, and she fixed it up and then placed it there for us. It could be something like that. That seems pretty plausible to me, anyway.
And actually, that's another good point. The sights work. The
Sure.
sights like aren't off at
It's
all. Like they're
right.
dead set. And I realize that there's gonna be a lot of comments be like, dude, that's game mechanics. And like, yeah, it's game mechanics. You're right. Like I get that's why they did it, but I feel like they also wrote around it because it was game mechanic. Like I feel
It
like
seems
one
like
of,
it.
well, I feel like especially in D1, and I know D1 got reworked a bunch, from when it was first conceived, so you know, take that for what it's worth. But I always felt like Bungie wanted to have this like fully immersive experience where you could sort of explain everything, even if it's not right away. But like like if you knew everything that was going on, you could sit down and be like, oh, well, this happened because of this.
Yeah, there does seem to be a cause and effect chain, especially in D1. That's pretty blatant.
But yeah, no, I really enjoy that about. I think it's one of the things that really drew me to Destiny is like every little thing like has ha even if it doesn't end up being like cosmically important, it ends up being something that was done for a reason. Yeah. So that's a cool one. I'm thinking that I kind of agree with you. Maybe she could have brought back more, or like, so if she's descending her, like transmitting her like exo mind back, and it kind of reminds me that you know, the exos have some sort of thing like this because that seems to be what the purpose of the at least like the guardian or exo ex end of the experience for the Deepstone Crypt needs like seems to be like they're sending it somewhere. I don't know. We talked a little bit about that last week, but. It just really it really seems to me that exos would definitely be able to send it somewhere, and if she's applied Vex technology to her I guess frame, then I don't see why she couldn't like transmit a signal like an oracle, as you brought up, you know, just back in time, just because she knows she has a place to sort of home in on, and I can imagine like a big event like the Traveler exploding could definitely work.
Sure. Just like the Perfect Paradox, you have to have some sort of beacon to call back on for finding your way back, basically. So.
Does that make her like Wolverine in Days of Future Past? Where they're like, so like when she leaves, does her body just fall over and like seize up or like not remember who you are and just is all like pissed off?
I would have to rewatch that because it's been a little while, so I
Yeah.
can't comment
Oh, dude,
on
like at one point he's back in the 70s, like 70s-ing it up, like having a big time, and he like something happens in the future. I think the Sentinels are showing up. And what's her name? I think it's Kitty Pryde. It like the one who's like sending his mind back, like gets hit or like stutters for a second, so he loses the connection, he comes back to the present.
Sure,
And like
sure.
past him is like, who the fuck are you? Like, that would be amazing if we ever do see the stranger again. We're just in the middle, she's like, all right, I've got to go back and like try and like get something ready for us like coming up here. And she goes, and then whatever exo frame she's in is just like, hey, who the fuck are you? Why do you have guns? Like, what's going on? That would be my preference. If it does end up being like that, or even if it's more like a Vex, you know, sort of a time travel transmat, I would be willing to work with that. 'Cause what is it? Do you have you're a D1 veteran, right? In D2, so do you have your veteran's flair? Do you have your Exo Stranger transmat?
There's a transmat for
It's
that?
the
I didn't.
I think it's like you have it in your selectable transmats without having like if you go into your ship and look at it, it's not like an
Sure.
item in your inventory, but if you go to your ship and like look at your transmat, it's just like there next to the default one.
I didn't realize
Oh,
that.
dude, yeah.
Because that's just how often I go in to look at the
Do you just
transmat
how have you been using the default one this whole time, the bagels?
effects. No, I got the Worm God, the Zol one, and I haven't taken it off basically since.
Okay. At least you like had to look at them at some point. I
I'm
was gonna
sure I
have
did.
some major judgment. You're like, no, I'm just a flash of light, right? Like that's a. I've been wondering how you've been crashing from the sky in your Cabal rig. But that's I like. By the way, I think the Cabal rig is my favorite one because it gets over the idea that you have to transmat anywhere. They're just like shooting you down from space. I wish it had an area of effect though. I want.
Oh, jeez. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, dude, yeah. If I could do to them like they've done to me so many times, that would make me so happy. Dude, that would make me
Payback's
so happy. 'Cause what is it?
a
You could leave your ghost
Oh,
in your ship.
those Spire of Spar mo moments where somebody forgets to get off their plate and
Oh
oh, dear
God.
God. Here we go. Let's wipe.
Oh yeah. There goes Flawless. Let's just I don't even not even here for the loot, Stan. What are you doing? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I think we're about at a good target time here. Sir, do you have any shout-outs or honorable mentions or things that you care about that maybe don't align with a Spin Foil Theory podcast?
Yeah, just want to say thanks for listening that's about all I
I can dig it.
got.
I can dig it. Well, yes, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope to see you back again. And we appreciate any feedback that you guys have. You can get us. You can comment on Podbean. You can reach out to us on Gmail, spinfoiltheory@gmail.com. You can also at us on the tweeters. You can at spinfoil theory us. With any questions or feedback that you have, we wanna. I hope that we get better with each episode, and we want to, put out something that you enjoy listening to. So we really appreciate your feedback.
Absolutely.
All right. Aside from that, though, till next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you. I mean, I'm not gonna do that. This isn't a video kind of thing. I don't even save it in your format, OBS. So deal with that. Every time I think of OBS, I want to say OSB, which is like the cheaper particle board.
Yep, I've used it a little
Yeah, and I keep
bit.
being like, "Man, I'm gonna go on OSB," and like my friends are just like looking at me like, "What are you?
What?
There are way better
Are
woods you could be on, Taylor."